Welcome to today's episode. You're in for a treat today as my guest is a pioneer in the kingdom entrepreneur space. And she's no stranger to this stage, but also for you to understand the journey of being able to be a pioneer, because we're also going to talk about pioneering something else, which is the Kim 10 stages, which my guest is also part of. So I'm going to bring on to the stage here Shay Bynes and officially introduce you. Hi, Shay.
Hi, Lisa.
So good to see you again. Well, let me just formally introduce you for those who may or may not know you. But Shay is the chief fire igniter, and she's also the founder of Kingdom Driven Entrepreneurs and the author of Grace Over Grind. And we're going to learn a little bit more about her journey in a minute. But I just want to say it was such a joy for me to meet you in person. When was that? Like, wow, when just last that? October.
I think it was last October. Yes, it was great.
So I've been following you for a while, and I know I have friends who've been in your programs and have spoken very, very high. We have a little glitch there. Okay. I think we're good. All right. So Shay, tell us a little bit about how you got started in this kingdom entrepreneur space.
Yeah, it was a complete, beautiful, divine interruption of my life that happened about, 12 years ago. Now I was focused on the real estate investing business. I was about 2 years into a full-time entrepreneur journey, and a series of, I could only just call it divine connections, led to me meeting a woman named Antonina Gear, who, when I met her, I knew God brought us together for a specific reason. We prayed about it, talked about it, and it came up, these words, kingdom-driven entrepreneur. And so it was funny, Lisa, because when she said, God gave me these words, I put them in my journal, I have no idea what they mean, what it's for, what he wants me to do with them, but the words are kingdom-driven entrepreneur, I immediately said, this was the Holy Spirit, that's a community, it's a movement, and it starts with a book. And I literally, Lisa, didn't even know what a kingdom-driven entrepreneur was. I was a Christian entrepreneur. Like, I did not know what that phrase meant. And So by just the Holy Spirit just spoke through me in that moment. We were both like, okay, well, what is a kingdom-driven entrepreneur? So me and this essential stranger that I just met 6 to 8 weeks prior started to ask Jesus, like, what is this? What are we doing? What do you want us to do? And several months later, we had a book that we released for free online and inside, invited people into a community called Kingdom Driven Entrepreneur. That was November 2012. Wow. And now we're like almost 12 years later. She hasn't been involved for years, but she's a dear sister. We have an amazing team. My husband's now the CEO. We've been able to reach millions of folks. It's just really wild. But that's how I started. It was just a divine interruption of my life. I didn't plan it, didn't dream it. It was just God said it and I said yes.
Wow. You know, what I love about this story is that the idea came or got downloaded into, dropped into your spirit, and you just stepped into it without having all the pieces figured out.
None of the pieces.
Because I know that people, especially as kingdom entrepreneurs or kingdom minded people, I find a lot of people can get tripped up in, well, I need to know this, 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 and this.
Yes. Yeah, that's absolutely true. But the thing is that a lot of times the clarity only comes in your movement. So you've got to steward the little bit that you've got. And then as you begin to walk those things out, begin to learn, begin to walk it out, then you get more clarity, more vision. And so I'm always encouraging people, like, you don't have to have all the things. And Lord knows my life's a testimony of that. You don't have to all the things. You don't even have to have a lot of the things. You can have a little bit of the things and just steward that and watch God move in the midst of it.
It's so true. And that's definitely been my experience too, as God has called me to do things. I'm like, okay, God, we're on this adventure together.
That's right. That's right. And I think that's the right idea too, Lisa. You use the word adventure. And for me, someone who used to be I'm a redeemed control freak. And so, my corporate career I was a software engineer. So very analytical, logical driven. Then I was a program manager and a program director. So I mitigated risk and strategized on the daily. And all of this was completely jarring me because it's like, this isn't how I function. But that's the word he gave me, was like, this is an adventure with me. You don't know what's coming along all the corners and all those things. But if you just do it with me, there's safety and rest and goodness in walking it out with me. And so that on it made it easier, not necessarily easy, but easier to walk it out.
So beautiful. I love that. And I know that you and I got connected through Girl Power Alliance, which That's now right. is Kingdom Alliance, with Michelle Schaefer, invited you to be one of our guest coaches. I want to say judge. Right. I want right. to say judge, but it's not a judge. We're coaches.
Yes.
It's not a, it's a panel of coaches to give feedback to those who are going through the Kingdom Speaker Academy That's certification right. program. And I know that you also have contributed to the Girl Power Alliance community by uploading and contributing your course, your probably yes. your signature course, which is
That's right.
beautiful. Tell me a little bit about what your Kingdom Driven Entrepreneur journey has been, because I know you've stepped away a bit from that, as you mentioned, and doing more traveling. What was the mission of that once you kind of got into it, and how did God kind of unfold that for you?
Yeah. And I'm still very much involved. It's just that now I'm the advisor as opposed to the CEO. But yeah, I mean, the mission is really around teaching, inspiring, teaching, mentoring, and advising Christ following entrepreneurs to do business in partnership with God and to have a greater kingdom impact through the work they do. So a lot of the things that we do was the very journey that I walked. I had to learn how to go from grinding things out primarily in my own strength, trying to make all the things happen. Yeah, I had to get past that phase, that phase, which is my kind of post-integration of my faith and my work phase. Then I went to this idea of, oh, I'm doing this, but I'm doing this for the glory of God phase. Mm-hmm. And then it was, oh, actually, I'm doing this with the presence of God. And that's the rest of my life. So that's where we see all the goodness happen. Because there's the alignment with him. That's when we see his favor. That's where we see all the supernatural stuff happen, that stuff we couldn't have done on our own. All that goodness happens with him. So the very thing that we're walking out, that we're teaching, mentoring, all those things, has been the very walk that I've had to walk in pioneering this thing. Because in 2012, Lisa, you couldn't Google Kingdom Driven Entrepreneur and find something. No one was even talking about kingdom entrepreneurship. We were talking about Christian entrepreneurship, biblical entrepreneurship, that's about it, right? And so it was literally just like, Lord, if like we have you to help us to walk this thing out and to show us what we're supposed to do. So we didn't show up as an expert with 10,000 hours of expertise that we're going to show you the way. We showed up as God's given us an assignment. We're going to walk this out loud and come along, I guess, follow us as we follow Christ in this thing and just and walk it out with us. And we'll share as we're learning. And so people can go back, Lisa, the evidence of the fact that I've had to walk my talk is there in public for everyone's display well over a decade.
And that's the power of it, right? You are demonstrating the life of a kingdom-driven entrepreneur, right?
That's right.
We're walking by faith and not by sight, and we're letting God. I love what you said there, distinction between even the shift in the approach from we're doing this for the glory of God, and then we're doing this with the presence of God flowing through us,
which is also for his glory. Because I mean, ultimately, because when we do it in our own strength, then it's really to us be the glory. Mm-hmm. When we do it for God, we can end up doing a bunch of good things, but not God things and not even the things that he's called us to. So it's like, okay, we're out of alignment there. And so the with God gets the, he always, you know, creates opportunities for us. So it looks like it's, you know, we get to benefit from it. But it is for his glory. It actually reveals his glory because it's way, I think about what Molly always says. She always says, it's bigger than me. When you're doing it with God, the evidence that it's bigger than you is on a regular basis. So it's actually like an invitation for people to say, wow, you know, wow, that the testimony of that person walking this business out, whatever that business is, whatever that area of calling is, that they get to see God in it.
So good. Yes. It's and it's so much more freeing and so much more powerful. It's like, okay, it's not God.
Absolutely. I wouldn't change arms, it for anything.
That's right. Link our arms and partnering with the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
We learn so much.
That's
you know,
right.
I you were talking about pioneering. I remember when I first started in the online space, really out of necessity, God invited me out of ministry and into business. I didn't know the first thing about business. This is back in 2007.
Okay.
So The internet was just a telephone summit thing.
Oh, I remember.
And I, 6 months into that invitation, I stepped into it, said, okay, God, we're going to show me how to do this. My husband passed away. And so I found myself a widow, three young children, single mom, no secure income. But as I went back to the Lord, it was very easy for me then, see, I'm going to go back to my career as a speech pathologist. I'm going to go back to, and I kept, you know, reminding myself of the story in the scriptures where Peter went back fishing, you know, out of his disappointment, out of his, oh, that didn't work out so well. So I'm just going to go back to do what I do. And I found myself in that place. And God said, just do what I asked you to do, and I will guide you and provide for you. And I've never looked back. That's 15 years ago. But I didn't know the first thing. And it was all about, okay, God, we're going to do this. And God brings the people along our path when we need it. So I know that you and I are now in another pioneering arrangement here with the Girl Power Alliance and what is known as Kim 10 Stages. And for those who are listening, if you've never heard me speak about this, if you're new to the group, it's Kim 10 stands for Kingdom Impact Message in 10 minutes. So think about TED Talks, but from a kingdom perspective, and helping you as a kingdom-driven entrepreneur, as someone who maybe wants to get your message into the world, but come from a kingdom perspective, learn how to do that in a clear, concise manner. Because with the evolution of the internet, there are so many opportunities for you to get your message out there. But here's the thing. You need to be concise. You need to be clear. You need to learn how to really say it in a way that's going to capture people's curiosity. And so that's part of what we teach you in the Kingdom Speaker Academy, and which is a 9-week course. But Shay, I wanted to ask you, because you are a coach that came in to help us in this journey of certifying kingdom speakers. And so part of that is that 2-day in person where all of those who decide they want to become certified speakers, after they go through the 9-week training, we meet in person. And this year it's going to be in LA. And the first day we hear them give their message.
Yes.
And then they get feedback.
Yes.
In front of everyone for them to improve upon what they're doing. And then of course, the second day they come back, they give it, they deliver their message, and they record it, and there's no feedback given. And, you know, that's just it. We're going to record you now. Talk to me a little bit about your experience. What were you expecting going into that? And kind of like what?
I don't know what I expect. I don't think I walked in with an expectation. I walked in just to see, okay, how can I serve here? So I didn't necessarily have a particular expectation coming in. Now, but sitting there listening to, you know, I had a peek into some of the training from the Speakers Academy. So I kind of had a sense for what people were learning over those several weeks prior. So I kind of knew the direction that people would be taking and sharing. But listening to them and watching them receive, because they did a great, everyone did a really good job even on the first day. So you could tell that they had been taking in what they had been being taught over those weeks, right? They weren't like coming in cold. And so I was really impressed with even how everyone was showing up on day one, frankly. But to watch the transformation that happened between them taking in some feedback and then going back and then getting with God and the feedback that we gave them and coming back the next day, for some of those presentations, Lisa, the transformation was so extraordinary, like shockingly extraordinary. From one day to the next. The other thing I did not expect, this is just what happened, was listening to the amount of ministry that was taking place in that room. It was a powerful atmosphere in that room as people were sharing their stories, sharing that, like, overcoming from certain things. Some of the stories that people shared were like, you know, and just to see the goodness of God through it, whether they were talking about life stuff, you know, business stuff, sometimes both or whatever it was. And so I, as someone sitting there to be coaching and giving feedback. I got to tell you, I was extraordinarily blessed just by listening to their stories too.
100%. Yeah, I love it. It truly was. The atmosphere was electric with the
presence. It really was. It's one of those things where you're like, I can't exactly explain it other than God was present and you need to be there.
So true. It was so true. And, you know, one of the things I know that we had said to all of the participants, it was about 22, said, you know, you can be in the room while we're giving feedback to others, but you don't have to be there. You can come and go and just be there for your own. But no one wanted to leave.
Nobody was leaving, Lisa. Nobody was leaving.
It was so powerful to see not only how they were gleaning from the feedback given to others, but also how they were cheering each other on.
Yes. Yes. It was just so, it was so, so good. And the fact that they could come and in that concise time, that was also a testament to what they were learning in those weeks prior, Lisa, because it's not easy just to come on stage, speak in 10 minutes. To mm-hmm. speak concisely, especially if you're telling a story and those types of things, that is not something that just comes naturally for someone. That's something that's like a developed skill. And so to me, as someone who speaks on stage, and I'm a storyteller, I love to tell stories, and I have to be more concise in my stories all the time, which pains me because I want to tell the whole thing, right? But I know that that's something that has to be a developed skill. So I just kept thinking as sitting there as a coach, this is a testament to the experience that they had all the way up until this point. And then I saw just like all the super on top of everything they just experienced in that 24-hour cycle of being with them.
So true. That is so true because they were implementing what they were learning and they were taking. I mean, that was the other amazing thing was they were there because they truly wanted to become a better speaker. And it was like, they took the feedback. It's like, oh my goodness, they actually implemented it.
Yes.
And it was amazing. It was just so
blown. We were sitting at that table blown away looking at each other, you know, during those presentations. Yes.
Well, I want to also bring in here a conversation we had afterwards, me, yourself, and Michelle, about some prior even prophetic words about us coming together in this initiative, because I feel like, you know, that's a big part of the pioneering and how God just brought it all into being. So you know, you never saw yourself as a speaker, right? Maybe talk a little bit about that, and I'll add in my piece and how we kind of saw the weavings of God bringing us together.
Yeah, absolutely. So I could go back to my childhood and say I saw myself as a writer. I didn't know what I'd be writing about, but I've always loved to read and loved to write. I've always loved to hear a story and tell a story. So that part I could have figured out. I also knew I loved radio, so I thought maybe I would be. So podcasting came naturally to me, but I had no intention, zero intention of ever being a speaker on a stage. Outside of speaking behind a microphone for a podcast to interview somebody or, you know, maybe to teach or train something, never thought of myself as a speaker. That was definitely something that God gave me vision of that I said yes to. And then when I started to do it, Lisa, I was like, this is amazing. This is something that I would not have picked for myself, but the experience of doing it has been wonderful. It really has. I mean, I still don't even market myself as a speaker. It's really kind of funny. It's like, I'm a storyteller, you know, and I don't even bid for speaking engagements. I respond to inquiries. So I haven't built a speaking career because I really love being at home, but it's something that I enjoy doing several times a year. And it's just been, to me, it's been part of the adventure with God because it's the thing that I didn't have vision for. It's the thing that he called me into. I said yes. And then realized, wow, your dream was better than mine.
That's so good. Yeah, I definitely wasn't on my bucket list for sure. It's like, I was terrified to speak. So, but you know, that's the beautiful thing when we partner with God, you know, his plans for us are far greater than what we can imagine or hope for and much more fulfilling. There's another piece that you and I had a conversation about and like, but the story for how the kingdom speaker came about was that the Lord had laid it on my heart to, and I wrestled with this because of course I'm a speaking coach and I do this all the time and working with people. And God said, I want you to ask Michelle if she would be interested in having a kingdom speaker certification to certify speakers, kingdom speakers. And so I didn't even know it was on their radar, what they were thinking. And I had put it out. I sent her a message and right away she got back to me. She's like, Lisa, we have been praying about this. I never knew how to do it. Let's get together. And literally when she and I and Molly got together, God downloaded this framework, this idea, this vision that was bigger than us and bigger than what we thought. And then after the first launch of that particular course last year, I had posted on Facebook. I said, hey, about TED Talks and about how, you know, Kim 10 stages. And a friend of mine messaged me and she said, Lisa, you're doing it. I'm like, doing what? She said, do you remember the prophetic word I gave you? And Shay, I did not. I did not remember it. And I'm glad I didn't remember it. Because I said, no, I don't. Can you tell me? So she voice messaged me. And then when I heard it, I remembered her saying
that. Wow.
And basically it was a year prior to that, we were in another group on a, you know, board together. And she had seen me on this stage. And she specifically said, like a TED Talk stage, but it was for kingdom speakers. And you were helping them to, you know, sharpen their skills and to get launched. And so I'm like, okay, that's just the confirmation.
Wow. I love how it comes together. And especially, I especially love the fact that it's like, I didn't even remember that.
But yet
you just continuing to walk daily and just doing the thing that's in front of you, doing the thing that you feel like it's still in alignment. It's still God brings all the other things that are on his heart for you to do as well. I love that.
Well, it goes back to that pioneering piece that you were talking about as well, how God gave you this idea of kingdom-driven entrepreneurs. Like, okay, let's do this. And not really knowing, you just know, okay, this is the next step. I'm going to take the next step.
Yes.
And it's the same idea. But I remember when we were together in San Diego at this first Kim 10 certification that you shared also something along the same lines. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah. This was many years ago. I want to say, I don't know, maybe 2016, 2017 or so, that a woman who's a dear sister of mine, she's the former prophetic strategist for Kingdom Driven Entrepreneur, had also given me a word around this. She basically said, it's like TED, but it's kingdom. And she's like, and I saw this and I saw you involved and I saw Kingdom Driven Entrepreneur like involved in this thing. And I, you know, I heard it and I wrote it down, but it was kind of like, again, it was like, okay, well, I'm going to continue to do the things that are in front of me, the things that I know to do. And, you know, and I didn't think anything of it because we were focused on doing the things that we had before us to do. So when I heard, I can't remember, and this must have been, I don't know if this was with Michelle or with both of you, I don't remember, but when it first came up, when I heard it for that first time, I was like, this is wild, because that is exactly something that someone spoke to me about years ago. And so my answer to that is yes, however I can be of service to that, however I could, you know, help in that, the answer is yes, whatever it looks like. If it's a GPA thing, cool, I'll still be there to help you. If it's something that's something different than that, sure, I'm here for it, right? Because it really was like, this must be the timing, because that's how it works out. You know, just do the thing God's called you to do. And when the other pieces are supposed to come in alignment, the opportunity, you know, presents itself right on time.
So good. It's so good. Well, I would love it if you would share as we close here today. I mean, we could talk for hours, I'm sure. I'm getting lots of things. But if someone is listening today and they are wondering whether or not this would be a good investment to invest in their speaking skills, and I just want to say, if you're listening today, maybe you are already experienced as a speaker, advanced, maybe you're doing a lot of speaking, or maybe you're just starting out. You know that this is something that idea has been planted in your head, but you're not sure how it's all going to turn out. This is for both of you, because right. I believe that as we invest in, you know, in growing our capacity, it also multiplies the impact we can have and the people that we can reach. But right. Shay, what would you say to someone, you know, based on your experience growing as a speaker and how it's maybe made a difference in your business or in your life, the investment into public speaking, what would you say about that?
Yeah, I really want to encourage people to take it out of the box of I'm standing on a stage in a place speaking in front of a group of people. Remember I said, I do a bit of that, but I'm public speaking all the time, even when I'm not on physical stages in buildings. If I'm on a podcast, yeah. I'm speaking. When I'm doing a training, I'm speaking virtually or in a room physically, right? So when you think about what you do in business and the amount of opportunities that you currently are communicating or should be expanding into communicating, whether that is to share more about your business, to provide value in the areas you provide value to, that is a lead source for you, for the service you offer, whatever that is, take this out of the box of this is about speaking on a stage. This is about sharpening your communication. It's about sharpening your ability to grab attention, to be transformational in your communication, to be invitational in your communication. And so look at it from that perspective. This is a skill set that has far more implications for you than being a stage speaker. But also, I will tell you, if you do want to be a stage speaker, these gals are the ones to learn from. Let me tell you something, because they help you even with that, how you show up on stage, your presence on stage, all of those things. But just don't put it in that box. It includes that and so much more.
So good. I'm glad you mentioned that, because a lot of people say, well, I'm not a speaker, or I don't want to be a stage speaker. Right. But we're speaking all the time.
All the time.
We're speaking all the time. It's just how effective and what kind of a speaker. So thank you so much, Shay. What a great conversation that we've had today. And I look forward to being with you in June.
Yes.
For the Kim 10, not only the Kim 10 certification. So if you're listening today and you've listened this far, whether it be the replay or live, and you're like, you know, something's resonating with you, I want to encourage you to explore this. Put down below the number 1010 for Kim 10, and I will give you all the details. We are starting this week, so you can jump in right away for the 9 weeks of training. And if you do decide you want to become certified, that's going to be June 6th and 7th in LA. And right on the heels of that, we have the first ever standalone Kim 10 event, which Shay Bynes is going to be one of our keynote speakers, along with Tim Story, myself, and 8 people from who've come through the certification of Kingdom Speaker Academy are going to be chosen to be on stage, share the stage with Shay, and get another professionally done video. So what an opportunity for you in terms of confidence, but also credibility, and just being among like-minded people just raises up our whole level of competency. So I can't wait to be with you. Did you want to say something?
Other than I look forward to seeing many of you in June. Just come on out. It's going to be an awesome experience. And I'm looking forward to being with all of you ladies again, Lisa, and the men now this time too.
And so, the men. Yes. It's going to be a mixed group. Can't
That's
wait.
That's right.
Bless you guys. Look forward to seeing you there. Thank you so much, Shay.
Absolutely, Lisa.
As you're listening today, you may have felt prompted to say, I want to become a much better speaker. I want to be able to speak with confidence, clarity, and transformational impact. I want to invite you to check out the link in the comments below, wherever you're listening to this. Your voice is an instrument of transformation and needs to be heard. So let it be heard.